I grew up in New England, and hands down, my favorite tree is the American beech. Not everyone in Wisconsin is familiar with American beech. For some reason, beech only grow in the eastern part of Wisconsin, with their western edge roughly paralleling the shore of Lake Michigan, but about 50 kilometers or 30 miles inland. You can find beech as far south as Milwaukee and north to around Wabino. Its western edge then continues north through the UP, still distantly hugging Lake Michigan until it reaches Lake Superior, about as far west as Marquette. American beech are magnificent trees. Once you see a specimen, you will not be able to resist the impulse to run your hand over the gorgeous, smooth, and deep gray bark. More than any other tree, beech trees invite anyone with a knife and a new love to carve their initials into the bark for everyone to see for the next 100 years or so. The leaf buds are long and slender and taper to a sharp point. In summer, the glossy dark green leaves with large teeth along the edge unfold like an accordion from the slender buds. The twigs characteristically hold their leaves almost all winter, but they become sheer, pale ghosts of their summer selves. You may remember that Tom Steele, in a Field Notes episode a few months ago, described how red oaks occasionally produce a bumper crop of acorns, much to the delight of area bears. The American beech also put out the occasional bumper crop of edible nuts. So, despite its limited distribution, American beech are an important part of the region's ecosystem. Interestingly, I think, and relevant to the rest of my story, beech and oak are related and are in the same plant family. Now, this winter I had the trip of a lifetime traveling to New Zealand for 3 weeks. We hiked, mountain biked, and kayaked all over the South Island, a landmass roughly the size, shape, and latitude of Wisconsin and Illinois stacked together. Now, what could New Zealand possibly have to do with this story about American beech? Well, the lower elevations of the South Island of New Zealand are covered in beech trees. You may know that The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings were filmed in New Zealand. If you can remember that scenery, you get an idea of the lush, verdant, mossy beech forests that cover the country. Like the red oak in Wisconsin, the New Zealand beech are not in the same genus as our beech, but they are in the same plant family. And like their cousins, the American beech and red oak, the New Zealand beech trees produce occasional bumper crops of nuts. Unfortunately, there's a very sad wrinkle to this story about the New Zealand beech nuts. In preparing for my trip, I bought a guide to the plants and animals of New Zealand. I was stunned to learn that New Zealand has only 2 native mammals, 2 bats. That's right, they have no native mice, squirrels, chipmunks, foxes, raccoons or wolves or any other mammals, just 2 bats. Without any predators except a couple of raptors flying high overhead, New Zealand became home to a number of flightless birds, such as the world-famous kiwi. Well-meaning people sometimes make terrible mistakes, and someone in charge down there decided to introduce a number of European animals to New Zealand. First, they introduced rabbits for food and game, but the rabbits quickly became a real threat to farm crops. Rats and mice were also introduced, though probably by mistake. Despite warnings of the likely consequences, the authorities then decided to introduce stoats, a kind of weasel, to control the rabbits and mice. When the New Zealand beech trees have one of their periodic bumper crops, the populations of mice explode, and the weasels gobble them up. But in years without a big crop of nuts, the mice numbers drop. And what do you think the weasels eat? The rabbits? No way. Rabbits are way too quick and wary. Of course, the native weasels instead preyed on the helpless, flightless native birds, including the iconic kiwi. Today, the kiwi and other flightless birds are on the edge of extinction. The stoat is now public enemy number one, and in my 3 weeks of hiking, I must have seen 100 weasel traps, as the sadder but wiser authorities are now trying to eliminate all the weasels. It's unfortunate that the glorious beech trees, cousins to our magnificent American beech, are part of this story, a story of how exotic invasive species can damage a complex yet fragile ecosystem. Good luck to the New Zealanders in controlling this insidious interloper. I, for one, will return to this spectacular country as soon as I possibly can. For Field Notes, this is Susan Knight of University of Wisconsin, Trout Lake Station.